Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope your Wednesday's going good. Hope it's going better than mine. Hopefully your ISP isn't letting you down, because mine just terribly sucks right now. Thank you, PLDT. It's the 30th of September, the last day of the month, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, today's show is going to be a heck of a lot about Google, because there was a lot of Google this and Google that and Google all yesterday. So let's start things off with the new Nexus 5X phone. Well, Android fans, this might be the phone you've been waiting for. Well, at least that's what Google's hoping for anyways. Yes, at the San Francisco event, they unveiled the Nexus 5X with the 5.2-inch LCD display. It's got a 2 gigahertz hexa-core Snapdragon 808 processor, something we've kind of already known about, 2 gigs of RAM on the thing, and it will be available in 16 gigabyte, or yeah, you might as well go up for that 32 gigabyte storage. Other nice things on the new phone, well, 12.3 megapixel camera on the rear, that's not too bad, 5 megapixel front facing camera, and of course that lovely little fingerprint scanner on the back of the phone. It's also going to have that Type-C USB port for faster charging and that 2700 milliamp hour battery. 16 gigabyte model is going to start at $379, that's with no contract, not bad at all. And of course the event would not be completed without unveiling a yes, another phone, and that would be the Nexus 6P. Of course, we talked about this in Monday's show, about all the little juicy information that was coming out. Well, it looks like that juicy information was pretty much correct. You will get that 5.7-inch WQHD display. Ooh, it's so pretty. 64-bit octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 810 processor on board. 3 gigabytes of RAM. Ooh, lovely. And it's going to be available in 32 gig, 64 gig, and 128 gigabyte models. Yes, they've done away with that 16 gig. Hey, you listening, Apple? Be aware, however, though, if you're needing extra space on your phone, be it the 5X model or the 6P model, yeah, you better go with the biggest model possible for you, because nope, no SD card slot whatsoever. As for the pricing on the 6P model, well, you're looking at about $499 for that 32 gigabyte version. 64 gig will set you back $549, and $649 if you need 128 gigabytes of storage. Both phones are available for pre-order already, and most of you should be seeing your phones sometime next month. That is, if you're in the US. Elsewhere in the world, well, Google's hoping to ship to about 30 countries by year end. Other things unveiled yesterday at the big Google Nexus event was, of course, Google Play. They have unveiled their new family plan for $14.99 a month. That's going to be for 6 members of your family there. Of course, the single pair, yeah, that's still $9.99 a month. However, though, you're going to get 3 months free to try it out. That is, if you buy the Nexus phones. Obviously, their family plan is an answer to Apple's music family plan. Will be interesting to see if Spotify actually follows through on this as well. Don't start jumping up and down yet, though. Google didn't say when the family plan will actually be available. Well, that's kind of dumb. But they did say it will be launched sometime this year. And of course, while we're talking about Spotify, we cannot help but move on over to, yes, the Google Chromecast. They've got a new Chromecast out, not one, but 2 Chromecasts. Both Chromecasts have been completely redesigned from the Chromecast that we all know and love right now, and supposedly will be a little bit easier to fit in the back of your TV, so yeah, that little adapter ain't gonna be needed anymore. All the internals have been completely upgraded, supposedly giving you a better playback experience on the new Google Chromecast. As for the other Chromecast I was telling you about, well, it's for audio only. This Chromecast is going to basically help you plug into any audio out device on your speakers, and now you're pretty much ready to go. Cast in your music pretty much wherever you want to now. Both Chromecasts come in a variety of colors now, isn't that nice? And both will be available for $35. Really? $35 each? I mean, one only does audio only, and the other one pretty much does everything else? $35? $70 if I want 2? Not sure about that pricing there, Google. But I guess it all depends on your needs. Oh, now that we're all completely Googled out, let's get on to a little bit more news today. Although there wasn't a whole heck of a lot more other than Google. The death of Flash, however, though, continues, thanks to those folks over there at the BBC. And we all know that BBC actually utilizes Flash for their iPlayer service, but it's already working on an alternative as we're speaking. It has been announced that an open beta for their new HTML5 player has now been launched, giving you the option to watch your favorite shows from any browser, whether you're using your smartphone or your Android, PC, tablet, tablet, whatever it is. However, though, if you're still really in love with Flash, you're a minority out there, by the way, BBC is stressing that the Flash player won't go away immediately. Actually, it may be a few more months to even a few more years. Yikes. Why? Well, they say that HTML5 requires more processing power, and it doesn't want to leave behind those users who cannot or do not wish to upgrade. Yeah, thanks a lot. Gonna punish the rest of us. And finally, boy, we've been talking about like Facebook and Zuck so much this week. Let's let the trend continue, shall we? Now, this one isn't so much for our main listeners. Yes, you know, you. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about your friends out there that probably passed over their phone yesterday and going, hey, did you know that Facebook's gonna start charging if I don't do this message? Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, we're in hoax land again on Facebook, boys and girls. Yeah, that Facebook news feed says you need to post a legal notice or you'll lose your copyright control over your pictures, your content, and everything. Or Facebook's going to start charging you to keep your profile private. You fell for it. It's a hoax. And once again, there's so many people falling for it again. Go on, check out your news feed right now on Facebook. I'm sure you got a few friends out there that are already posted having you sitting there. The actual message actually said, it's now official. It's been published in the media. Facebook has just released the entry price of $5.99, or £5.99, depending where you are in the world, to keep the subscription of your status set to private. But if you paste this message on your page, it will be offered for free. Remember to paste, not share. Trust me. If Facebook's going to start charging us for something, we'll definitely hear about it first from Mr. Zuck. He'll be first in line to let us know. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day, and thank you so much for listening.